Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Ahalos Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. In this perek, we're going to learn the Hashem Yisbarach that even though an oil can be made out of many different kinds of things, but there are basically four different types of an oil al pi halacha in terms of what the oil accomplishes. First, yesh mevi'in es ha'tumah. There are different types of oil that'll bring the tumah on a person or on kelim. V'chaytzitzin. And that same oil would also act to block tumah. It would be a chatzitza. If you put it between the mace and the person or the kelim, it will prevent the person or the kelim from becoming tame. A second type of oil, mevi'in es ha'tumah, brings the tumah on a person and kelim. V'loy chaytzitzin. But it won't block the tumah. Then there's a third type of oil. We'll soon see examples for all these things, Be'ez Hashem. But there's a third type of oil that chaytzitz him. It'll block the tumah, but v'loy mevi'in. It won't bring the tumah. And finally, there's a type of oil. This is the fourth one. Loy mevi'in, that won't bring any tumah. V'loy chaytzitz him. It also won't block any tumah. Now we go back to explain. Here's the first of the four. Elu mevi'in v'chaytzitz him. In this first category, we'll learn about things that if they cover, if they're on top of an Adam or a Kalim, they will bring Tumah to those Adam and Kalim, even though they don't actually touch the Tumah. And for that matter, if the Tumah is underneath them, they will block the Tumah from affecting Adam and Kalim that's on top of them. So, if the Tumah is on top of them, it'll save the Kalim underneath. Basically, this is the oil that works both ways. And here's the list. Hashida, a big box, like an Aron. Some say it's like a wagon that the Sarim, the ministers, used to travel in. The Ateva. Teva, says the Batanura, is a small box like the Shulchan he has. The money changer keeps his money on this. It's smaller than the Aron, but we're still talking about a big box. If you remember, Masechtes Kelim Perek Chav Dalid, so we had a whole list of different types of things. And by each one we said there are three. For example, the Mishnah told us, Shalosh Tevis, saying there are three Tevis. The one that opens on the side is Tamei Midras, because it was used to sit in or to lay in. The one that opens on the top is only Tamei, Tamei Mace. Vabo B'mida, the big one, Taira Miklum, that's completely Tahar. So which Teva are we talking about here? And the answer is the third one, the big one. So in a chanami, it's not as big as the shida that we spoke about right before this, but it's still big enough to be tar. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Amigdal. This is like a large cabinet. It was used to store things. Literally means a tower. It had shelves in it. We spoke about it earlier. You would put the kalim of the house in it. Kaveres hakash. This is a large basket that is woven out of straw. Sometimes it's woven out of arava or date palms. Next, kaveres hakonim. Large basket made out of reeds. Ubar svin alexandrius. It sounds familiar. Yes, we've had it before in the Masechtes Kelim. These are the big ships that take on the ocean. You would think in the ocean you would have plenty to drink. You have the whole ocean, right? Wrong. You cannot drink the salt water. They have to take along water that you could drink. Or hope that it rained. So there was a big keli, it was like a bar. And that's where they kept the drinking water in the big ships. So that's what we mean over here. It's the bar, this like bar, in the Sphene Alexandris. Now, all of these kelim will block tuma, provided Sheyeshlen Shalayim, they have a floor. What does this mean, that they have a floor? It means that they have a flat bottom. And therefore they stand in one place. But if the design is such a way that you can roll it from one place to the other, then this doesn't apply. Furthermore, they have to be large enough that v'hein machzikim abayim sa belach, they would hold 40 sa of liquid, shem karayim b'yavish, which is the equivalent to 2 kor of dry things. And this refers to all the things we just mentioned. If you want these kalim to block tumah, they have to be able to hold 40 saw of mashka, which, as we mentioned, it happens to be the minimum shear of a mikvah. Or the equivalent would be 2 kor, which is actually 60 saw of something dry, like seeds or peyros, if they're that large and not makabel tumah, and they also block tumah. But there are smaller kelim that also do that. They will spread tuma and black tuma. For example, the urea, piece of woven cloth or hide, and it's spread out like an oil. It's set up, it's a roof that's covering things. Skroitia is a leather apron. Uketoivlia, that's a leather sheet. Sudden we had many times. Cloth sheet. Umapets is a soft mat. It's made out of reeds that are soft. Umachzelis, again, something we've had many times, is a hard mat. It's made out of reeds that are hard. In all these cases, Shena Suyin Oyholim, if you made a tent out of it, then it has a din of an oil, and it works for all the things that an oil can do. If there's a mess underneath and there's an Adam and Kalim there, it's going to spread the Tumah on them. But if there's a mess underneath or there's an Adam and Kalim on top, it's going to block the Tumah. Or for that matter, if there's a Tumah on top and there's an Adam and Kalim underneath, it's also going to block the Tumah. Well, what if it's not in the shape of a tent? What if Stam, I take one of these things and I make it like a chuppah, put up four poles and I put this on top? Won't work. It has to have a wall and a roof, like a tent. So let me ask you something else. These things are mekabel tumah, at least some of them are. Didn't we say anything that's mekabel tumah can't be mafsik? Can't act as a chatzitza for tumah? So the Batanur explains that's if it's a keli. But an oil, even though it's mekabel tumah, still acts as a chatzitza to block the tumah. So the Mishnah Vayter. The list still continues of things that serve both ends. If a person rakeli is underneath an oil made out of this, he will become tamei. But if he's on top or the tumah is on top, it'll block the tumah. So the Mishnah Vayter, the eider behema tamei utahir, a herd of either behema tamei, Tamadika animals or Taradika animals? Animals? Where's the oil? How do you make an oil out of animals? So we're not taking the animals and making an oil out of it, but the fact is you have a herd standing together. And the bottom part of their stomachs, actually their stomachs, is more than a tefach from the ground. And you have less than a tefach space between one animal and the other. Now, if there's a mace somewhere over here, the tumah is going to spread. For all practical purposes, the bellies of these animals is like the top of the oil. So anything underneath will become tummy, but anything on top won't become tummy because if it's an oil, it blocks the tum. Sukta batanura, but only if they're standing in one place. If they're moving, it's not an oil. The Rambam holds that even a moving herd is an oil. Vaitra Sukta Mishnah, the list continues of things that are an oil both to spread the tum underneath and to block tumah. The nests of chayas are wild animals, the oif, or of birds. What's the shayrish of the words of machaynais? Zak de batanura from the shira. Machayn l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem. Right, the whole pasuk. Tiviyemoy v'sitayemoy b'har nachlascha. You will bring them, and they're going to be planted b'har nachlascha in the mountain of your Yerusha. Machayn l'shiftecha, the foundation of the place where you will live, pa'alta Hashem, you Hashem have made that. It refers to the Beis HaMikdash. So machaynis means the place where the birds live. Chiddush being over here says the Tiferes Yisrael that a person didn't make it. The chayis made it, or the oifis made it. So I don't understand something. You teach the nests of chayis and oifis. Now I know birds make nests. Chayis make nests? So it doesn't mean a nest like the bird nest. It doesn't look the same way. But chayas do create places, and they live there. Vayitra zakta mishnah of the ha'oif sheshachin. Also, an oif itself. That's an oil over a mess. Batanura says we're talking about where the oif is tied to the wall or to the tree. An oif that's not tied is not an oil because it's not going to stay there very long. I want to remind you, oifis could be very big. Vayitra zakta ha'oif mishnah, the list continues of an oil that both spreads tuma and blocks tuma. Here we have a mama who's working on the field together with her son. Her son is there. Maybe she's babysitting. I couldn't find a babysitter. And she says, oh, yeah, the sun is beating down on him. So what does a mama do? She figures out how to make a shelter, like how to make an oil out of the shibboleth, out of the stalks of grain, she bends them, she forms like a roof over the child. This way the child is shaded from the sun. Well, that's a regular oil. Vaitra zakt the Mishnah. Ha'irois v'hakisan. These are types of plants. And what we mean is the leaves of the irois plant and the kisan plant. The yarkois chamar. It's also a type of plant. The chamar greens, literally. So basically the Bat Tanura says, if you take a look over here, kol elu mina yarkois sha'alim shalahen rechav. These are types of vegetables that have very wide leaves. The Rambam adds that these leaves of these particular vegetables stay the entire year. And they have a tefach by a tefach. But leaves that fall off would not be considered an oil. Not for bringing tum and not for chatzitza. We'll see more about that in Mishnei Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And some say the reason that these leaves are considered an oil is because they're very sturdy. They're so thick that they don't shake in the wind. That's according to Taisus in Masech Tesukah. Now again, we're talking about where they're still connected to the ground after you rip them out of the ground. So then it depends. If they became wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin, which means that it could be Mekabel Tum, it's no longer a Chatzitza. And if they did not become wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin, then they fall under the category of Eichlim Tahirim, which the Mishnah is going to talk about soon. So obviously here we're talking about leaves that are connected to the ground, leaves that are thick and big, they're a Tefach by a Tefach, and the point is either that they last all year or that they're very sturdy and they don't shake. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Delas Yevanis. We've had the word Delas many times in Mishnayis. Different taichin to it, some taich of pumpkin, something in the squash family. Either way, the Delas Yevanis also has wide leaves. And they kind of form an oil, even while it's connected to the ground. Vachalam Tahirim and Taradika foods. What does it mean, Taradika foods? Sagt der Taisus Yom Tov, food cannot be tamei unless it's first touched by one of the Shiva Mashkin after it was detached from the ground. The Shiva Mashkin are again. Remember the simon Yad Shochat Dam. Yad stands for Yayin, Dvash, wine, honey. Shochat stands for Shemet, oil. The Ches is Cholav, milk. The Tes is Tal, dew. And the Dam stands for the Dalet is blood. And the Mem is Mayim. In order for food to become Tameh, it has to be touched by one of the Shiva Mashkin after it was disconnected from the ground. While it's still connected from the ground, you're always going to have water on it. If not, it couldn't grow. And here, finally, we have an opinion that disagrees, because till now, everyone agreed. Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri, loy ha'yamayda b'cholam tahir. Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri holds, food cannot be an oil. Even if it wasn't touched by any of the Shiva Mashkin, even if it's not right to be mekabel tum at this point, because people don't use food for shelter. However, there's an exception. Chutz min ha'igol shel devela. Again, a gulei devela, we have this many times in Mishnayis. Maybe you remember even from Perek Eli Matzias. Could have been the first Mishnah that you learned, or first Gemara that you learned. What they did was they would take dried figs and press it into a fig cake. And this was common. For whatever reason, they used it for like a shade. And memela, that's the only taradika food that could be an oil, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So in this entire Mishnah, we only had the first category. An oil that both spreads the tumah. If, let's say, there's tumah underneath, and there's an adam or a keli underneath that oil, they would become tumah. And an oil that's also mafsik for tumah. If the tumah is on top of the oil or the tumah is underneath the oil, it won't spread any tumah to the person or keli that's on the other side of the oil. And you should know, the next Mishnah will continue with the first category of things that are both an oil to spread tumah and an oil to be mafsik tumah. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. The Mishnah told us there are four types of oihalim. Those that are mevi tumah and they block tumah. Then there are those that will bring tumah but they don't block tumah. There are those that only block the tumah but they won't be matama. And there are those that don't do any. They won't be matama, that also won't block the tumah. And the Mishnah started the list of the oil that both is mevi tumah and is chaitzis b'fnei tumah. Basically, big boxes, baskets made out of straw, reeds, a bar in a big ship that's made to keep water inside. All we need is to make sure they have a flat bottom. It's not made to move around. And also, they're large enough that you can put in 40 liquid sa, which would be the equivalent of 2 kur of dry things, like seeds or fruits. 2 kor is about 60 sa. Curtains, leather aprons, leather sheets, cloth sheets, soft mats and hard mats. If you turn them into an oil, they have both a wall and a roof. It's going to be a regular oil to spread tuma and black tuma. Herds of either kosher or non-kosher animals that are like pressed together. My nafkman, if they're kosher and not kosher, says it's fair as well. Maybe I would have thought if they're kosher, you can't rely on them as an oil because it's more likely he's going to take it away. So we say no. The nests of wild animals or birds, even though it wasn't made by a person, a bird itself, that's over a mess. Batnura holds it has to be tied down. Batnura also holds that the animals have to be in one place. A mother that's babysitting out on the field, so she bends the stalks over to create like a shelter for her child, that becomes an oil. Different types of vegetables that have wide leaves. Remember, oil doesn't have to be that big. A tefach by a tefach. Longer tefach, wider tefach, and higher tefach. And a cholim tehirim, these are foods that, after they were detached, they did not become wet yet. So they won't be makabel tumah yet. They didn't become wet with one of the shiva mashkin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, people don't use food for an oil. There's only one type of food that's used for an oil, and that's the fig cakes, the eagle shell devela.